turn with us into the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter number 11, and we will continue our study on faith. And you pray for us tonight and pray that God would help us. We've talked about by faith how that Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. We talked about how that Enoch walked with God, and how Noah, how that he served God, and we could see Abel in his worship, Enoch in his walk, and Noah in his work. And now we're going to see Abraham there in his went, I guess you could say. The Bible says that he went, and so you could say his goings, or if he was doing W's, he went. And then we're going to see that he's also a witness. But let's look tonight in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11. And you pray for us and pray the Lord would help us tonight. We're going to begin reading in verse number 8. Also, as we get done reading, we're going to Genesis, chapter number 12. And we're going to read there several verses there in Genesis, chapter number 12. So if you want to be turning there also, you can be turning to Genesis, chapter number 12. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 8, it says, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so with many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable." We see tonight, as the Bible tells us there, that by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place. So if we're taking notes tonight, and I want to talk to you about the condition of the call here in Abraham's life. Let's go to Genesis chapter number 12, and let's read a few verses there, and we're going to talk about the condition of what the Bible has to say. And in Genesis chapter 12, we'll begin reading verse number 1. And the Bible says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee of thy country and from thy that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, I will bless thee and make thy name great. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him. He shall all be." The Bible says, so Abraham the years old when he departed out of Haran. Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, God, for the privilege to share your word tonight. Father, I pray that you would take us and use us, Lord, for your honor and your glory. Help us, Lord God. Encourage us, Lord. Reprove us, rebuke us, and exhort us tonight through your word. Help us, Lord, to be a better servant, God, a better follower for you. We love you, and Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name I humbly pray. Amen. Let's talk about the condition of the cause. You know, in the first 11 chapters of the book of Genesis, it tells of God's magnificent creation and man's unrighteous acts. You find Adam and Eve took of the forbidden fruit. Cain had killed Abel. Then we find a man named Noah that he found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and God sent a flood to destroy the whole earth, but God saved Noah and his family. And then Noah got drunk, and he showed his nakedness in defiance to God. Then the men of the earth built a city and a tower there, and then God sent the confusion among them and confound their language, and they ended their rebellion. And then the Bible says in Genesis chapter 12, verse number 1, "And the Lord and the voice of the Lord came there to Abraham. And now the Lord had said unto Abraham," Genesis 12, 1, "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham." So we see here that the condition of Abraham's call was this, was Abraham was not worshiping God or serving God. We'll read in a minute and we'll talk about how that the call came to Abraham, but we see the condition that was going on when God came to Abraham to change his life. And understand this, we're talking about faith tonight, and we're talking about the condition that Abraham found himself in. He found himself in a godless society. He found himself when the whole world was doing wicked. He found himself that his family was not doing right. We don't even know that Abraham had ever heard of the story of Adam. We don't know nothing about that. All we know is that in verses 31 and 32 of chapter 11 of the book of Genesis, it says, "And Terah took Abram, his son Lot, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan, and they came unto Haran and dwelt there, and the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran." And then the Bible says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham." So we see the condition of life that Abraham was living in. But now I want you to notice this in verse number 8. We're going back and forth. Go to look in Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 8. The Bible says this, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out." Notice here, the Bible says here, "By faith Abraham, when he was called." Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about the coming to Abraham. We're talking about the condition in Abraham's life, but think about this for a moment about the coming to Abraham. I was thinking this morning as I was studying and going back and looking at this about the song there. I believe it was George Beverly Shea saying, "He came to me. He came to me when I could not come to where he was. He came to me." Aren't you glad that the Lord came to your heart and called you by name and give you some direction in your life? See, he was called, the coming to Abraham. Abraham didn't go and call on God. God came and called on Abraham. Man, I remember that time, the first time that the Lord called me by name. Man, I didn't go to church looking for the Lord that night, but he was there looking for me. And man, I'm thankful that even though sometimes in our life when we don't go looking for God, but God's there looking for us. And God called Abraham when he was called, the Bible says, by faith Abraham when he was called to go out. I was thinking of this verse. Jesus said this, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." Here on Acts chapter 9:15, the Lord said to Paul, "But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings of Israel." Aren't you glad tonight that it's a personal call in your life? Think about that just for the moment. Just as God came to Abraham, and we talked about the coming to Abraham, and God came there to Paul. God came there to me. God came to you. Now, we're not talking about the damnable doctrine of Calvinism tonight, but we're talking about the sovereignty of the God of heaven, the self-existent one, the great I am, coming to an individual to allow that individual the right to choose to follow him. You see, God came to me and God came to you, but he came giving us the right to choose. Aren't you glad that God has never forced himself on anyone? I mean, man, it's a whosoever will gospel. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will, let him drink of the fountain of the water of life freely. Man, it's not this. And we know that God is sovereign, but God's not elected some to go to heaven and some to go to hell. Thank God it's a whosoever will of gospel. And just because God came to Abraham, negligate the choice that God put upon, that God allowed Abraham to have. Notice the call of Abraham. See the coming to Abraham. Look, the Bible says in verse number, chapter 12, verse number 1, not just the coming, but "Now the Lord had said unto him," we're in Genesis chapter 12, 1, remember, in Hebrews 11:8, we just finished up, "When by faith Abraham, when he was called." And here we see in chapter 12, verse number 1, the call, "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham." Notice here, it was the call of the Omnipotent One. As I said there before, the call to him, hear this, by Jehovah. He was called by the omnipotent God of heaven, the all-powerful, the all-knowing. I mean, man, besides him, there is none other. And man, he was called by the Lord. The Bible says, "Now the Lord said unto him," and you'll notice in your Bible there in your King James, every time you see that capital L-O-R-D, it means the Lord Jehovah. It means the self-existent one. It does, and there's many different names of God throughout the Word of God, but when you see capital L-O-R-D in your Bible, it's talking about the Lord Jehovah. It's talking about the self-existent God. And now the Lord said unto who? Look, the Bible said unto Abraham. Not only was the omnipotence of the call, but notice this, it was the call of one. The call of the omnipotent, but the call of one. Man, think about this just for a moment. He came to Abraham, and God spoke directly to him. It was the call of one. Now understand this. There is a call there. I guess you could say a general call. But I want to explain myself as I say this. Remember this: it is a whosoever will gospel. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But I want you to understand this: it was a personal call in Abraham's life. God did not call his father. God did not call his mother. God did not call Sarai. God called Abraham. The Bible says, and the Lord said unto Abraham. It was a call of one. I don't know that Abraham had ever heard the voice of God, but he knew who it was. I mean, think about this. According to the book of Joshua chapter 24, verse number 2, Abraham had been serving an idol God. Because the book of God said in the book of Joshua chapter 24, verse 2, said unto all people, thus said on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham, the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. You see, Abraham here, he was a man of the Chaldeans. They worshiped Nahor, the moon god. He knew nothing of the true and living God. It was only by and through the grace of God that God spoke to Abraham and called him. The book of Isaiah 51:1 says this, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digging. And what he's saying there, he's telling Israel, he says, I want you to go down to the quarry, and he said, I want you to look at the rock from which I hewed you out of. He said, you was nothing important. There was nothing good about you. There was nothing enticing about you. He said, but I called you. He said, I hewed you out of the rock. And then he says, look unto Abraham your father in 51:2, and say unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. And I know we're talking about faith tonight, but I want you to understand tonight, as God came to Abraham and God called him, it was a call of one. And Abraham had nothing to offer God. Just as you and I, as I brought out many times before, we had nothing to offer God. We got the benefit, man. God got the burden. We got the benefit and the blessings. I mean, man, we had nothing to offer God. There's nothing good about us. There was nothing important about Abraham. But by the grace of God, God came and called Abraham and called him by name, and he gave him some instructions, and we're going to look at that. And man, aren't you glad that it's a personal call? He called Adam by name. He called Paul by name. He called Abraham by name. Man, he called you and I by name. But not only there about the call, but let's look at the command that Abraham has been given. Go back to Hebrews 11, verse number 8. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 8. Look at verse, let's read here again. The Bible says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. Notice the command to Abraham. We talked about the coming of God. We've talked about the call of Abraham. Now let's look in verse 8 about the command to Abraham. Notice the simple command that he gave him. By faith, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for inheritance, obey. Now, the Bible says there when he called him to go out into a place. Now, let's go back to Genesis chapter 12. And I want you to see the simple command that God gave Abraham. Look at the simple command. Chapter 12, verse number 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. Do you see the simplicity of the command that God gave Abraham? All he said was, Abraham, get out. There was really no more details in that. He said, Abraham, get out. The simplicity of this call and the simplicity of the command of God and the direction of our of God in our life so often is so simple, yet as we talked about last week about trying to rationalize when God gives us the command, we make it more complex than what it really is. The command that God gave Abraham was very simple. Did it take big faith to operate and to go out and to follow the Lord? Sure. I mean, man, Abraham made, the chapter of the heroes of faith in Hebrews 11. That's why we're studying him. But understand, I want you to see the simplicity of the call that Abraham, or the command that God had given him. He said, Abraham, get out. You remember when God called you? You remember how simple salvation was? I mean, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Man, do you not realize how simple God's task for us in our everyday life? I was thinking this morning about the call to preach that God put upon my life. And man, I was thinking when God called me, I mean, man, He didn't give me no details. He just said, preach. I'm like, Lord, I've never preached. I mean, Abraham had never followed no one but his daddy and Namar. And man, Namar was a moon god, an idol. But the call to Abraham then, the command, was very simple. And so often in our lives, us obeying by the command of God, the command is very simple. The problem is we and I don't have the faith to follow. Notice not only the simple simplicity of the command, but notice the command was separation. Notice what he said. He said, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into the land that I will show thee. He said, I want you to separate yourself. He said, I don't want you to be like them no more. He said, I want you to come out from among them. I mean, that's what the Bible teaches us. Come out from among ye and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. He says, Abraham, I'm giving you a simple simple command, but I'm giving you a command of separation, and I'm asking you to come out. I don't want you around your family no more. I don't want you around your kindred. I don't want you around that land. You saying God doesn't want me around my family? No, that's not what I said. I'm saying that God told Abraham, God does want us to separate, and understand this, it's not today, and today it's not what we separate ourselves from, but it's what we separate ourselves to. And understand this, God told Abraham, He said, I want you to get out away from your father's house, from your kindred, from your brethren, from everything. And we know this, that God allowed Lot to travel along with Abraham. And who was it that caused trouble in Abraham's life? That Abraham didn't leave behind. I'm talking about the simplicity of the command. And so often in our lives, when God gives us a command, we don't operate by faith, and we try to change things up, and we try to rationalize and say, well, this will be okay. And that thing that we compromise on is the thing that causes us the most problems in our life. Look back over your life at the things that you've tried to compromise on with God. Has it not been the thing that's caused you the most headache and the most trouble and the most heartache? I mean, it's simple. God's commands to us are simple. God's command to Abraham was simple. He said, get out. Then he said, separate. But I want you to notice this. He was very specific, was he not? Notice how specific God was here. Look, he said, Abraham, get out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee. And make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. It's very specific, was it not? God said, Abraham, get out. He says, get out from your father's house, from thy kindred, from thy country. And Abraham, I'm taking you to a land that I will show thee. So it leads me to believe that Abraham had never seen the land that God was taking him to. But now understand this. He said, not only am I going to take you to a land that I'm going to show you, but Abraham, I'm going to make of you a great nation. And I'm going to bless them that bless you, and I'm going to curse them that curse you. Abraham, I'm very specific in what I'm telling you to do. But now understand this. Just because God does not reveal the all of us, that he doesn't have it all planned out. See, And my mindset was, all right, God, I'm Abraham. God's called me. He says, all right, Nathan, you need to separate yourself from your father's house and from your kindred. You need to leave your area, and I'm going to take you to where? Lord, I need details. I'm going to show you where I want you. But Lord, where are we going? He says, I'll show you. Understand this. God was specific, but He didn't reveal everything that He had in planned and intended for Abraham. And understand this. God, if God had revealed to Abraham everything that was going to happen to him, do you really think Abraham would have followed Him? If God had revealed everything to you that has happened to you since you got saved, if God revealed to you everything that was going to take place in the next 6 months, it scares to death. We say, there's no way I can make it through that. There's no way we can do that. But if you look back on the things that God has brought you through that you didn't know, man, I looked over there at Brother Robert, and I was thinking about him, and man, the last 4 months of his life, and I looked back, I was thinking today about him going over there and visiting him in the hospital in December, and man, sitting there and fellowshipping with him, and man, wondering, was he ever going to get to be back at the house of God? And man, if God had revealed to Brother Robert and Miss Brenda back in November what was going to take place in December and January and February, man, they'd have done give up on God. But God, today, God revealed to them that He said, if you'll follow Me, He says, I'll bring you through this. I've got a plan for you. And understand, God's specifics does not always reveal every minute detail, but God is specific when He gives us commands. He says, it's the land that I will show thee. I thought about this. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 tells us, listen to me, Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 tells us that you and I have a race to run. Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, I finished my course. Acts 13, 35 says, as John, he was talking about John the Baptist, as John fulfilled his course. Acts 20:24, Paul said this, none of those things must be that I might finish my course. Abraham on a course, and God was very specific, but did not reveal all the details. Do you realize, child of God, that God's got a course for your life? And understand this, Abraham was 75 years old when he began to walk with God. You say, well, man, my life is over with and my life is done spent. No, Abraham was 75 years old. I mean, Caleb was 80 years old when he looked at Joshua and he said, hey, give me that mountain. That's the one that I want. Man, when they went in to conquer the land of Canaan, God's got a purpose for all of us. And it's a specific purpose, but He may not reveal the details. But notice this. He said, I will take you to a land that I will show you. He says, I've got plans for you. I'm talking about the command to Abraham. I wonder just what all we have missed in our lives because of what God was trying to do for us. Just because we couldn't trust Him by faith. Not only the call to the command to Abraham, but let's look at the covenant to Abraham. Look in verse number 2 of chapter number 12. What does he say this? Notice here. He says, I will make thee. Notice there the production of God. Notice what he said in verse number 2. He said, I will make thee. He didn't say, Abraham, will you make for me a great nation? Abraham, will you do this for me? Abraham, if I call you out of your father's country, Abraham, will you do this? So often in our lives, it's what we want to do for God when in reality, it's what God wants to do for us. Remember, we're just a stone that's been hewed out of the quarry. We really have nothing to offer God. But man, what God has to offer us. And He told Abraham, He said, I will make thee. The production. He was trusting God to keep it to do what God had said. And the production, He said, I will make thee. Not will I allow you, but I will. And as I said a while ago, I wonder what we've missed, but I just wonder what God's trying to make out of me and you. What's God trying to make out of Zion Hill Baptist Church? But because we don't have the faith to follow God in obedience to His command for our lives, and we're missing out what God is trying to make out of us. So often we think about what we can do. But it's not about what we can do. It's what God can do through us and for us. He says, I will make. Look at the prosperity. Look at what He said. I will bless thee. I mean, here's the covenant that He made with Abraham. He says, Abraham, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. I will bless thee. And then not only that, notice the protection. He said, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. You see God's protection? God said, Abraham, if you'll follow me by faith, I'll produce and make you what I want you to be. I'll protect you, and I'll make you productive. Have you noticed in our lives how we get so discouraged serving God because we're trying to do it our way and not God's way? We try to live our life our way, and then we want God to bless it and God to do it. But God says, that's not the way it works. You follow me, and I'll do it through you and for you. Not only in His protection, but notice in His prominence. And the Bible says this, look in His prominence in verse 3, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. He says, Abraham, I'll make a prominent figure out of you. In thee all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. And I've got to finish up right here. Look in verse number 8 of chapter of the book of Hebrews. Let's go back and I'm closing. The choice of Abraham. The choice of Abraham. Look at verse number 8 of the book of Hebrews. By faith, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, comma, what's the next word? Obeyed. By faith, Abraham obeyed. And he went not knowing, look what he says, and he went not knowing where he went. He was not constrained to obey by faith, but by faith, believing the promises of God, he obeyed, not knowing where he was going, not knowing how it would all play out. But he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, believing that what he had promised, that he was would be able also to perform, according to the book of Romans. We see that by faith, he obeyed. Well, how can I obey the commands of God for my life? I've obeyed the call of God, but how can I obey the commands of God? How can I trust God? By faith. By faith, Abraham went out, not knowing where he was going, not knowing what the end was going to be. But he did it by faith. The Bible says, by faith, he obeyed. And now, next week, we're going to look at by faith, he sojourned. By faith he sojourned. That's what we're going to look at next week because that's what it says there in the book, verse number 9 of chapter 11. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise. We see that he pursued by faith, but we see that he waited patiently by faith. Father, I love you. Thank you, Lord, for this night. Thank you, God, Lord, for the privilege, Lord, you give us to be in the house of God.